As we look back on the year, we can remember our Lord Jesus Christ and what he went through for us. Isaiah 53, who has believed what he heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And what was the outcome of that sacrifice? In 1 John chapter 2, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And for this sacrifice, after his resurrection, Jesus was exalted. In Matthew 22:18, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Please pass out the elements.
He was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. Punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed. For our transgressions, he was crushed for our sins. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. We are healed by your sacrifice and the life that you gave. We are healed, for you paid the price. By your grace we are saved. We are saved. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our sins. Brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds, we are healed.
11:23. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Father God, as we look forward into the new year, let us remember that although our Lord Jesus has both the power and the authority to force us into subjection to his will, he chooses another way. He says simply, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Father God, as we prepare ourselves for the coming year, please keep us in the love of our Lord and help us stay in compliance with his will.